This is August 27th, 1985, in the Washington Manor Convalescent Home in Hollywood. This will be Harry. I'm not talking to you. That's good. Harry and Lillian Kalikoff.
I'm glad so many of you could come this afternoon, that you felt good and you felt like listening to some nice music and some real great entertainment. I'd like to introduce the fabulous Kalikos, Lil and Harry. And they've been coming here volunteering their beautiful entertainment since what year did you tell me?
1970.
It's since 1970 what?
Five.
Since 1975. So let's hear it for the fabulous Kalikos.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We've been here 90 times. And we are glad that we've been invited here to help bring a little joy to you people. Because Lil and I, we enjoy ourselves. And we have a visitor here. Somebody from the state who's going to take our pictures. Her name is Lori. Let's give Lori a hand. If I had my way, dear, forever you'd be a garden of roses for you and for me. A million and one things I would do just for you, just for you, only you. If I had my way, you would never grow old. The sunshine I'd bring every day, you would rain all alone, like a queen on your throne. If I had my way. Now there's some of you that are singing it. Let's do it over again. If I had my way, dear, forever let me. Everyone is over 65 years of age. Not her, huh? Well, I have a song for you people over 65 years of age. We reached the age of 65. Our golden years are here. They tell us that the age begins a happy new career. now our Uncle Sam becomes our permanent cashier. As we go marching on, our social security checks from Baltimore is sent. We buy a little bit of food and maybe pay the rent. And after that, we're stony broke and left without a cent. But we go marching on and ask for checks from Medicare. Will someone tell us how? They always find some doctor bills they sadly disallow. And dental costs, as we well know, they wholly disavow. But we go marching on. We don't know how we make it as we live from day to day, with incomes fixed and prices up, there's always more to pay. So mining our arthritis, let's get on our knees and pray that we'll go marching on. And first of all, let's thank the Lord that we are still alive. The dreams we had may still come true when we are 95. So please, dear God, give us the strength our troubles to survive as we go marching on. Now everybody's going to sing glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory. Sure that you know who Lil is, that's Lil. I'm Harry. For those of you who haven't seen us before, let's talk about Lil and Harry. I met Lil 1 month after my wife died, after 54 years. And after knowing this beautiful girl 3 weeks, I says, Lil, let's get married. And she says to me, not me, I had two lousy ones already. But a week later, we were married. 12 years ago, the best 12 years of my life. And I remember the first night we were married. I started to undress, and I was going to get into bed with her. She was 69 and I was 73. But I noticed you took a glass of water and a pill. I says, Lil, you must be crazy. What's the idea of the pill? She says, it's a vitamin pill. I says, Lil, why do you take vitamin pills? She says, it makes me feel young. I said, then give me a pill too. So we both had pills and went to bed. The following morning, Lil gets up and she doesn't see me in the apartment. We have a downstairs apartment. And she looks all around the apartment. She doesn't see me. And she looks out the front window and she sees me standing by the curb. And she comes out. And she sees me crying. And she says, Harry, what are you crying for? I says, I just missed the school bus. We live in a condo. We've been there 23 years. And we have a big card room just like this here. And in our card room, every night it's so busy. 20 tables, everyone is busy. But in that corner table, we have four men that play pinochle every night. recently, one of them found out that the three men he plays with get Social Security checks. He doesn't. So they started asking him questions. How old are you? He thinks he's 75 years old. What do you mean you think you're 75 years old? Haven't you got a birth certificate? Where were you born? He was born in Romania. He has no birth certificate. How about your Social Security card? Haven't gotten it. How come? Haven't you been working all the time? Yes. But he says he's been working for charitable organizations. And when you work for charitable organizations, they don't take anything out of your pay. So he never made an application for Social Security. So one of them told him, even if he never paid anything into Social Security, and if he's over 72 years of age, and his income is not so he can still get $75 a month. So they told him to go to 2500 Hallandale Beach Boulevard on a sixth floor, and maybe he can get $75 a month. So he goes home and tells his wife what happened at the card game. And she says, tomorrow morning, you go to the Social Security office. Sure enough, the following morning, he goes to the Social Security office. So many people are there ahead of him. So they told him to sign his name, and they'll call him. 2 hours later, they call him, and they tell him to go to desk number 12. And he goes in and finds desk number 12, and he sits down. And then a young lady, sits down next to him, and she says, what's your name? Can I see your Social Security card? You haven't got a Social Security? What are you here for? Somebody told me that I can get $75 a month. Well, you haven't got a Social Security card. How old are you? The same questions. He's 75 years old. How do you know you're 75 years old? 35 years I lived on the east side of New York. 20 years I lived in Brooklyn. And 20 years I'm in Florida. I must be at least 75 years of age. The woman says to him, sir, if you go back where you lived on the east side 35 years and get somebody to sign for you, then we'll have a record. Right now, you're not even born here. But he gets very angry. An hour talking to this lady, 2 hours online, 3 hours, can't get no results. He gets up, he tears his shirt open. Look all the gray hairs I have. Look all the wrinkles. I must be at least 75 years of age. She says, shh, don't get so excited. Let me speak to the supervisor. She leaves him, and she comes back a minute later. The supervisor told her, make out a Social Security card and give it to him. So she made out a little Social Security card and gave it to him, and he comes home and tells his wife, just because I got excited and opened my shirt and showed all the gray hairs I have, look, I have a Social Security card. His wife says, you're a dope. Should have dropped your pants, you would have gotten disability. And woes, here I come singing low. Bye, bye, blackbird. Where somebody waits for me, sugar sweet, so is she. Bye, bye, blackbird. No one seems to understand all the hard luck stories they all hand me. Make my bed and light the light, I'll arrive late tonight. Blackbird, bye bye. Everybody, let's sing it. Pack up all my cares and woes, here I come singing low. Bye bye, blackbird. Somebody Mary waits for me, sugar sweet, so is she. Bye, bye, blackbird. No one seems to understand me. All the hard luck stories they all have me. Make my bed and light the light. I'll arrive late tonight. Blackbird, bye bye. Thank you all for helping me out. We're going to do another song. And I want you all to help me. Make a winning sometime, but I never make a gain. Thank you. Isn't she beautiful, lovely? You know, in the 12 years I've been married, I found there are only three important things in my life. First, my wife. Second, my wife. Third, my wife. Years and years ago, in old vaudeville days, I remember playing with the Mills Brothers. Remember the Mills Brothers? I like to do one of their songs. You know that someday you'll want me to want you. When I'm in love with somebody new, you'll expect me to be true, to keep on loving you. Though I'm feeling blue, you think I can't forget you until someday you'll want me to want you. When I'm in love with somebody new, although you don't want me now, I'll get along somehow, and then I won't want you. How many of you remember 1913? Raise your hand. I graduated public school and I got into vaudeville. 1913. I was 13 years old. And if getting into vaudeville,
I am not.
My manager says, you have to have a partner. Somebody who can teach you. You have to have a tutor. And my manager got me a beautiful girl, 19 years old, singer and a dancer. And for 4 years we worked together. Now I'm 17, she's 23. And I'm madly in love with her. But she wasn't in love with me. I was just a youngster to her. And every time she'd go out with one of the other actors or the other managers, I remember she went out with Eddie Cantor one time, and it broke my heart. And I remember going to the music publishers looking for a song that just suited this little broken heart of mine. And I found it. Ladies and gentlemen, the song I found in 1917, I'd like to sing right now. I kissing. But now I wonder who's a teaching or how. I wonder who's looking into her eyes. Sighing sad, tell me. I wonder who's fighting the wine. For lips I thought were mine. I wonder if she ever tells him of me. I wonder who's kissing her now. Ladies and gentlemen, due to this song, and being I was 17 years old, my manager says, I don't need a partner no more. And due to this song, I wonder who's kissing her now, my manager was able to get an increase in salary for me as a single, double of what we were getting as a double. In other words, my salary went up 4 times, but it only lasted 4 months. 1917. The United States declares war against Germany. I was a very patriotic kid, and I told my manager I was going to join the army the following day. He says, you can't. You're not old enough. He says, you have to be at least 21 years old or 18 with your parents' consent, and you're only 17 years old. And no mother will sign for her son who was underage. But with the information he gave me, I knew I was going to join the army the following day. I also found out that I had to weigh 118 pounds. I weighed 114. The following morning, I was staying at the Piccadilly Hotel on 45th Street. I got up, went to a grocery store, bought a half a dozen big bananas. I went to the city park and ate bananas and drank water. Ate bananas and drank water. Then I walked up one floor, 14th Street, 6th Avenue, New York City, recruiting office. And I says, I want to join the army. I says, how old are you? He says, I'm 21 years old. Get on a scale. I weighed enough. That morning, a sergeant picked me up and a few other kids, took us to the subway, an elevator, a ferry, and a bus, and we landed at Fort Slocum, New York. The following morning, when we were all to get physical examinations, I was worried. I thought I lost the 4 pounds that I gained with the bananas. But they put you on a chair, and the chair is held up by two.